Let's talk about developing a thicker skin. The ability to stand up for what you want without being derailed by the fear of rejection or judgment. I had an experience recently that really highlighted how we often get in our way before anyone else even has a chance to. I was at a nutrition store buying some protein powders, and the employee was trying to upsell me on some other items that were on sale. Now the posted sales prices still seems a little high to me, so I decided to try negotiating. But then I froze up when it came time to propose a better price. I ended up lowering my target number because I got caught up worrying about how it might come across. Would they think I was being too aggressive or unreasonable? What if they refused or judged me? So I play it safe instead of asking for what I really wanted. As I reflected on that interaction later, I realized how often we defeat ourselves before the world even has a chance to. We're so afraid of potential rejection that we mute our desires from the start. Why do we do that?
Why do we reject ourselves preemptively?
Part of it is human nature. Rejection stings. Even when we know rationally, it's not the end of the world. It can be uncomfortable to put ourselves out there and negotiate firmly for what we want. We worry about appearing too pushy or demanding. Many of us are also raised to be modest or not seem greedy. So asking for more feels like violating unspoken social rules. But here's the thing. Being assertive doesn't make you rude or greedy. You can advocate for your interests politely and respectfully. It's not about being immune to judgment. It's about developing the inner fortitude to pursue what you want anyway. Rejection may happen sometimes, but it doesn't have to defy you. The key is realizing that your desires and goals are valid. You deserve to stand up for them unapologetically. Not every quote-unquote no is a sweeping denouement of your worth as a person. Often, the person rejecting you hasn't given it a second thought 5 minutes later. But if you don't even try, you already guaranteed yourself a quote-unquote no before the chance for quote-unquote yes could emerge. So let's normalize asking for what we really want. Put yourself out there more. Whether it's expressing interest in someone you're attracted to, instead of waiting for them to make the first move. Asking for modifications or corrections at a restaurant without worrying about being difficult. Proposing a lower price when you're at a flea market or negotiating a deal. Requesting work accommodations you need, like flex time or work from home options. The worst that can usually happen is the person says no. But the potential upside is getting exactly what you desire. Why pre-reject yourself and settle for less? Building a thicker skin is a process. It takes practice putting yourself out there more often. Getting used to the possibility of rejection and learning to separate it from your self-worth. The more you do it, the more confidence and inner strength you develop. So I challenge you to start small this week. Look for low-risk situations where you can assert yourself more. Voice an option that differs from those around you. Ask for a minor modification or favor and get comfortable with the possibility of quote-unquote no. Chip away at that fear of judgment or rejection holding you back. Because at the end of the day, the world rarely gives you what you don't ask for. By mustering the courage to advocate for your authentic needs and desires, you'll open yourself to infinite possibilities. Don't be the one standing in your own way. Develop that thicker skin and go after what you really want. The path to developing an unshakable sense of self-worth and the thickest skin to go after your biggest dreams isn't always easy. But nothing worthwhile ever is, right? There will be rejections and setbacks along the way. But every no you hear is one step closer to the finding the life-changing yes you're after. So keep putting yourself out there. Keep advocating for what you want. And keep viewing each rejection as an opportunity to build resilience rather than a reason to retreat. The strength, confidence, and uncompromising belief in your desires that you cultivate through this process will be your greatest gift you can give yourself. Don't let fears of judgment or the possibility of rejection keep you settled for anything less than the life you know you deserve. Stay focused, stay resilient, and above all else, refuse to be the one holding yourself back any longer. Your best life is out there waiting for the courage to ask. So ask unapologetically for whatever that you want. Remember, you are worth it and you always deserve the best. Don't let anybody else talk you out of this, especially yourself. Hey, thank you for supporting my channel. Don't forget to leave your boy good ratings and reviews.
And until next time, never stop believing in yourself.